First of all, crime news. The Orange County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in the murder of 26-year-old Ulysses Vasquez in Hillsboro on Friday morning. 32-year-old Uriel Garcia of Durham was arrested in Statesboro, Georgia yesterday after investigators identified him as a suspect. He'll face first-degree murder charges once he's extradited from Georgia. Now we head to Chapel Hill, where plans have been in the works for nearly 3 years for a major redevelopment at University Place Mall, where our studios are located. Mall owners now say we're not far from seeing that work begin, maybe as soon as this fall. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell with more.
University Place and its owner company, Ram Realty, completed an initial phase of renovation and development during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Empty wall space was turned into three new retail areas, which have since been filled by Hawkers, The Flying Biscuit, and soon, Cycle Bar. Ram Realty also held public information meetings and public hearings through the town of Chapel Hill, receiving approval of its special use permit for the site in June 2021. During this period of working through reviews, much of the mall space on the south end, which housed the store's Southern Season until early 2020, has sat vacant. But according to Vice President of Development Jeff Kurtz, that part of the mall building won't be around for much longer. In a conversation with 97.9 The Hill, Kurtz said once the zoning compliance permit for University Place is approved in coming weeks, construction equipment will start coming in.
Redevelopment will include the demolition of the Southern Seasons box, turning about 87,000 square feet of interior-facing mall space into outward-facing retail suites, activating the edges of the mall, creating kind of a more mixed-use environment.
The demolition is a big step in the larger redevelopment Ram Realty has sought since acquiring the University Place property in 2018. Many tenants have moved to outdoor spaces as part of the shift, with plans of expanded green space and an apartment building expected to follow in coming years. Kurtz explained the vision for the space on the south end of the mall.
You know, we're really excited about this being a much more walkable site than it is now. By demolishing the Southern Seasons box, you know, we're going to take about a third of the length off of the existing mall. So it's going to be easier to navigate from one side of the mall to the other. We're going to be creating a Main Street sort of development. And then that Main Street is going to be flanked by two new mixed-use office buildings that will contain that office component as well as ground floor retail.
Before that demolition, however, Kurtz said to expect some work to be done on intersections around and near the mall site. Approximately $4 million worth of improvements are planned, like making new turn lanes from Fordham Boulevard onto Willow Drive, creating a bike lane connecting Willow to Estes Drive, building an extension of Chapel Hill's upcoming multi-use path, updating crosswalks, and installing new pedestrian signals. Kurtz said during this upcoming phase, as well as the demolition of the Southern Seasons space, Ram Realty aims to prioritize maintaining access to the rest of the mall. He said existing tenants and mall patrons should be on the lookout for upcoming messages about timing, detours, and details on what areas will be off limits.
So what people would expect to see is a lot of signage on site, some fencing blocking off areas, and the existing tenants will receive updates to let them know what work is going to happen and when, so that we're all on the same page.
Kurtz said Ram Realty is targeting the major redevelopment of the existing mall space to finish in mid-2024.
We think that upon execution, the new uses that are there, the redesign, more community-oriented and pedestrian-focused development is going to be something that all of Chapel Hill will be proud of. And, you know, the amount of use that will be out there is just going to be, you know, exponentially bigger than what it is now.
For maps of the University Place property and concept art of the redevelopment, head to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Other local news, some Chatham County residents are expressing anger over state DOT plans to widen roads near Moncur ahead of the construction of the new VinFast vehicle plant there. ABC 11 reports the state currently plans to use eminent domain to purchase and demolish 5 businesses and 27 homes for the project. Some of the affected residents only learned about those plans last week. Now to Raleigh, where a grand jury is weighing possible criminal charges against State Attorney General Josh Stein over a campaign ad from the 2020 election. No indictment yet, but yesterday the grand jury asked the Wake County DA's office to submit a possible indictment for consideration. Stein's 2020 opponent is challenging one of his ads under a rarely enforced 90-year-old law banning people from spreading false information about political candidates to hurt their election chances. Stein has argued that the law is unconstitutional, but he also says he stands by the truth of the ad itself. Stein has been named as a possible candidate for governor, though that election would not be until 2024. In the meantime, North Carolinians are gearing up for a highly contested midterm election this fall, and while the national picture still favors Republicans, recent polls have suggested a shift toward Democrats, with gas prices dropping, inflation leveling off, and liberals fired up to vote after the Supreme Court's abortion decision in June. Public policy polling director Tom Jensen says Republicans have also hurt their chances in the Senate in particular by nominating Trump-endorsed candidates even when they're weaker, as in North Carolina. I spoke with Jensen about that last week on 97.9 The Hill.
If you'd asked me 6 months ago, I would have said I was pretty sure that Republicans would end up winning the Senate race by 6 to 8 points. But really, the polls are pretty mixed. Sometimes Sherry Beasley's up by a little. Sometimes Ted Budd's up by a little. Pat McCrory polled better than Ted Budd. But again, Trump's endorsement helped get Ted Budd through the primary.
How about the U.S. House?
Yeah, in earlier conversations, I've said that I did not actually think the 13th district, where Wiley Nickel and Bo Hines are running against each other in sort of the Wake County suburbs, was going to be competitive. I thought that was something Republicans would end up winning pretty easily. I now do feel like that should be a pretty 50-50 sort of race. That's the kind of place that I think has gone from being maybe off the board to right in the middle of the board as this political climate has shifted in the last few months. And then the other race that was very much potentially competitive was the first district race between Don Davis and Sandy Smith. And I think with the way that things have shifted over the last 2 months, that it's becoming less likely that that race will be competitive. That may just go Democratic by a relatively decent margin, just like it has historically. So I think that this shift that we've had has remade the U.S. House picture from North Carolina to where the 13th district is, I think, now the real battleground, where earlier this year I felt like the first district would be.
That's Tom Jensen speaking there. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, to get more local news, including the full performance lineup for this fall Shikori Hills Festival, which is going to be in Chatham County, October 6th through the 9th. You can also hear my full conversation with Tom Jensen by visiting the This Morning with Aaron Keck section on Chapelboro. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Just 5 days before the start of the season, UNC football coach Mack Brown made the decision. Redshirt freshman Drake May is going to be the starting QB when the Tar Heels take the field this Saturday against Florida A&M. May very narrowly beat out sophomore Jacoby Criswell for the starting job, though both will likely see significant playing time this year. Here's Coach Brown speaking at yesterday's press conference.
He earned the job. We've looked at every little thing every day from spring till now. It's very close. It's ridiculous to sit here and if I say this was better, then everybody runs with, oh my God, he did that so much better. It's not. It's really, really a close decision that we ended up just saying we feel like that he's earned the right to be out there first. There's not enough to get into what one did better than the other one. We're so lucky. They're both good. They're both smart. They both get along. They both know the offense. They've both been here some. Neither one have game experience, and we're lucky that they can both run the same offense.
That's head coach Mack Brown there. Drake May was a four-star recruit who originally committed to Alabama before flipping to UNC. His family, of course, has deep ties to Chapel Hill. His brother Luke won a national title in basketball in 2017. His father Mark played football at Carolina in the mid-80s, and now Drake May carrying on that legacy. Both he and Criswell spent last season backing up Sam Howell, though they both got a little bit of playing time against Wofford late in the season. In that game, May was 7 of 9 passing for 89 yards and 1 TD. By all accounts, it was a very close competition for the starting job. May and Criswell are friends, but one of them was bound to be disappointed. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo was the one who broke the news to the two players. Here's what he had to say about that.
I said in the spring, and I said going into the camp, we probably don't have to make this decision because they're going to decide it. And I was wrong because the two of them did very well. And we ultimately had to come down to a day this weekend where we had to make a decision. and we had to tell the two of them. I think both of them took it very professionally. You know, you thought one would be more excited and one would be more disappointed, and it really wasn't either. You know, they both just kind of took it professionally, and I think they're both going to prepare this week the same way. I think they're going to continue to support each other like they have for the spring and the summertime, and I think they'll both be ready each weekend as we play, and we'll play as needed.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo there. May Criswell and the Tar Heels will take the field this Saturday at Keenan Stadium for their season opener against Florida A&M. Kickoff time is 8:15. Regular season is also about to begin for UNC field hockey, and it's projected to be another good year in Chapel Hill. The ACC preseason coaches poll is out, and the Tar Heels are the favorite to repeat as conference champions for the sixth straight year. Seniors Aaron Mattson and Meredith Shoulder made the preseason All-ACC team as well. UNC field hockey has its season opener on Friday, taking on Michigan in the ACC Big Ten Challenge in Winston-Salem. One game to watch tonight, the Durham Bulls are back home this week hosting Nashville. First pitch this evening is at 6:35.